Hey there, dog lovers! It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats, your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA, with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I don't care where you're at, what you're doing. I'm just glad that you're here. I'm going to be rolling for 2 more hours. It's a 4-hour show. It's 2 up, 2 down. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. If you want to listen to the first 2 hours of the show, if you missed it, get the Odyssey app. You got a phone? Shep, you got a phone, right?
Of course.
Isn't getting the Odyssey app easy?
It's so easy. Just go to the app search bar and type in Odyssey.
Yeah, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Well, so easy a caveman can do it.
Been easier.
And them cavemen are so stupid, they don't even exist anymore.
Not as stupid as some people in the media, but yes.
The ones who think that some players that are deceased are still alive?
Yes, and compare Ray Ray and Beyonce.
Ray Ray?
Is it Riri?
Oh my God. Hold on a second. I had to lower my chair in the studio when you said that.
I think it's Riri, right?
Did you call Rihanna Ray Ray?
Okay, so that was I think it's Riri. That's right. I said Ray Ray, and then I was like, you know what?
R-I-R-I. Yeah, Riri. Yes.
Okay. But you also have to understand something.
What?
She's all-time great. She's iconic.
Rihanna?
Yeah, of course.
Well, sure. Yeah, okay, right.
With that being said,
yes,
there are a lot of people that prefer other artists. Doesn't take away from her greatness.
Yeah,
she's great.
What does that have to do with you should have just called her Rihanna.
I know, but I wanted to sound like I was hip, and it backfired.
You called her Ray Ray.
I know. That didn't work out too well.
You that's like you asked me about is Beyonce, is her group of friends. Is
the it Beyonce. The
Yeah, her name is Beyonce. Beyonce, not Beyonce, Beyonce.
Yep, that's true.
That's why it would be the Beehive and not the Beyhive.
That's true, and I should know that because Beyonce has been around a lot longer than Rihanna.
Yeah, Destiny's Child, yep.
Say my name.
You listen to Destiny's Child?
Yes.
You like?
Say my name.
Okay, look at you. When no one is around, you say, baby, I love you, yeah.
Single ladies.
Well, I'm a single lady. Yeah, look at you, Shep, okay.
Well, I mean, it's Beyonce.
You know Bills, Bills, Bills?
No.
Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my automobiles? No. Bills, bills, bills.
Why
yeah.
is Beyonce in a song asking someone else to pay for her? That woman might be one of the 20 richest women on planet Earth.
This was young Beyonce.
Yeah, but even then, she was probably
this
a millionaire.
This was Destiny's Child.
Yeah, but they were raking in the money back then, too. They were doing fine with the
but
dough.
It was more so, can't leave me alone if you can't pay my bills. Like, it's like when TLC did No Scrubs. You know that song, too, right?
Yeah, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Yeah, but a different song.
Okay.
But
Gotcha.
Yeah, different song.
But Beyonce doesn't strike me as somebody that would be into someone because of their money. Now, I acknowledge that, the irony of that. I know. But it's not like, but she doesn't need to be with him. That's out of love. That's not out of money. She's got her own money now.
I mean, I think we need to leave that one alone before I get like a call or an email.
Did you, very quickly.
I don't need those problems.
Did you hear the line that Chris Rock had in his special about the marriage between Beyonce and Jay-Z?
How long ago was this?
It was about maybe a few months ago when he basically
Netflix one.
It was a year removed from
getting slapped by Will Smith
as a presenter at the Oscars. Yes.
What? Yeah. Refresh my memory. What did Chris Rock say about Jay-Z and Beyonce?
So Beyonce is so attractive that she could work at Burger King,
right?
And Jay-Z would still be interested in Beyonce. And then he said, now, if Jay-Z worked at Burger King, that's a different story.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. It's true, though. And it's
There's a lot of truth to that. Although I do think he's so charismatic, and he's just the definition of cool and comfortable in his own skin. I think he comes off as more attractive than he actually is because of his personality.
Okay, yeah, but still, right? Jay-Z wouldn't be ever working in Burger King, right?
No. Right. I think for women,
right,
attractiveness is a lot more about a guy's confidence, about the way they conduct themselves.
Right.
It has a lot more to do with personality, where I think for guys, we're a lot more visual. And
sure.
So we look at
I look at all the things.
Right. I want to be very clean for your program and respect.
No, you don't have to. Listen,
right.
I'll be dirty. I look at the things with an A, all of them,
yeah,
everywhere.
And on a more subtle level, we look at the color of their eyes. We look at their smile. I think most guys, yeah. And so with that being said, I think for women, attractiveness is much more so about, can that guy be secure for me? Can he be a security financial blanket for me? Can he be a provider? Is he going to be a good father? Is he going to be a good husband? Where guys just say, well, it's the truth. Where guys,
you got to write a book, Shep. You got to write a book.
Thank you, JR. Where guys just look at women and they say, not all guys, but some guys look at women and they say, she looks good in that. I hope she looks better out of it.
I don't like bimbo, Shep.
Yeah.
Do they still call them bimbos? No, right?
I don't think.
They're called other things.
Called other things. But let's you know, JR, when you're at my stage of life,
here we go. Go ahead.
You feel very confident about the woman that you're with, but you also there's also a little bit of risk involved. Like, I've never met anyone, truth serum, before they get married, behind closed doors. They're not going to say this in front of their soon-to-be spouse. They're not going to say it to their spouse's parent, or maybe even in front of some family members. But I think everybody at some level says, I don't know for sure if this is my person, but you know what?
Well, it's all the time as you get older. Yeah, when you're young, you just think you got time, and you meet somebody, and you're like, oh, it's going to work, and then it doesn't work. You're like, oh, okay.
Right.
It's just, I think that's part of getting older.
Good. So it's a little bit of a risk for everybody then.
Yeah, unless you're Jay-Z and Beyonce. What is their combined net worth? Like
$2-3 billion? It's got to be even north of that, you would think. I mean,
I think she makes $16 million every night of her show.
Well, sorry to bring this person up again, but I think
Jay-Z?
No, Taylor. I think per concert over $100 million per concert.
Taylor Swift?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Didn't Travis Kelce try to talk to her, and she ignored him or something, right?
Well, because Taylor Swift is so easy on the eyes and the most attractive woman in the history of the world. How could she ignore anybody?
Is she?
No, I was being sarcastic. I think Travis Kelce is not a stepping stone for her. I think he's not. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Taylor Swift is out of his league. And I think she was ridiculous. I think she was very short-sighted in rejecting that. He's Travis Kelce.
Okay.
He's Travis Kelce, JR. Like, he's not only the greatest tight end in the history of the sport, he's also incredibly suave. He's charismatic. He's got a great heart. He's a family man. You know how important family is to him. You see the relationship he has with his parents and his brother. Like, he deserves more more time than just you know, getting pushed aside.
No, he just broke up with some lady. I can't keep up with this.
He did. But that's not an excuse to say, you know, to just ignore someone of that caliber.
What, for Taylor Swift to ignore him?
Yeah, because you know what? Let's be real. I think Taylor Swift's time, I know she's at her zenith right now in terms of a musical artist, but, you know, they don't always, you know, artists, man, it's especially from a musical standpoint, you know, you get forgotten fast.
I know.
Athletes live on forever.
I know Shake It Off.
Right.
And then there's that other one, something about bad girls. Do you want to be bad? Is that one of her songs, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't know I know the melody of it. I ain't going to sing it.
Shake It Off is good. Here's the thing, though. If what? You date her, she will write a very negative, troubling song about you and the relationship she was in with you about 3 months after.
Is that what she does?
That's what she does, yeah.
Is that why women relate to her because of this?
Look, I think she's an incredible talent. I think she's a great songwriter. I think she's overrated. Demi Lovato can do what Taylor can do. Ariana Grande can do what Taylor can do. Beyonce, Rihanna, Cardi B. I don't see any distinguishable, discerning talent she has that 20 other artists have in her field right now.
Look, if I had to go to a Taylor Swift concert, I would want to rip my ears off the side of my head.
Really?
Oh man, I don't want to be there. No.
You wouldn't appreciate the melody, the tune,
no.
The voice, no?
I'd appreciate the fact that I know if I went to a Taylor Swift concert, I'd be sitting in the suite and I'd be eating the food.
Okay.
That's what I'd appreciate.
All
I
right.
wouldn't be thinking about
it. So when she was alive, was the Queen your type of music? And I don't mean the Queen, the band. I mean
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah. Was that your type of music?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you? I got vinyl of Aretha Franklin. Have you seen Aretha Franklin when she was young?
Of course.
Oh man!
Of
course. Oof, giggity.
Yes.
Yeah, but go ahead.
I mean, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. She deserved the ultimate respect. She was that good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Aretha. Yeah. What's that got to do with Taylor Swift?
Well, I think
she was nasty too. But Aretha Franklin, she didn't like none of these new people. She got right to the craps.
So I know she sang at Barack Obama's inauguration. I mean, she was that A-list throughout her whole life, but. That's not everyone's type of music. Tony Bennett was not everyone's type of music. R.I.P.
Yeah, like Tony
Bennett recently passed away. Right. But you do, nonetheless, whatever music you are into, you still appreciate the artistry, the talent, the vocal
chords.
I
can appreciate what she's done. That doesn't mean I don't want to rip my ears off the side of my head.
Okay, so that's really not appreciation then. If you want to rip your ears out of the side of your head, I could see not loving it. Like, for example, Frank Sinatra's not my kind of music.
I love Frank Sinatra.
I appreciate it. I'm more of a Michael Elvis guy myself. I think Frank is great.
Who?
The King of Pop, MJ.
Oh, Jackson.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
all of Michael Jackson. I don't particularly care for Elvis.
Really?
I like Otis Redding.
Otis Redding is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Otis Redding is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie, great.
Yeah, I could do without.
Smokey.
His Smoking voice.
Up. Right, yeah.
Have you, you know, he got a new album out, right?
He's still going strong. Good for him.
Listen, he got an album out and he's saying freaky things. I'm like, man, you like 90 years old. Cut it out. There's no more freaky things for you. No,
well,
stop it.
I mean, Tony Bennett, I'm not saying he was singing freaky things, but he was going strong into his mid-90s, man.
Yeah, but if I dare find you Smokey Robinson lyrics from his new... In the new song, man, you go, whoa, bro, you're a little too old to be you saying these nasty things.
What about the Reverend?
Reverend who?
Al Green.
Oh, Al Green?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I thought you were going to be like, I don't like Al Sharpton. I don't like that guy.
No, I would never, you know, label Al Sharpton as a musical performer. I wouldn't even say he's a performer. I would just say he's a provocateur.
Well, I could say he's a performer.
Well, that's okay, right? Well, I didn't want to give him that much credit. I would say he's more about controversy. He's like that guy Clay Travis.
It's called an opportunist. There
yeah,
you go.
Well said.
There you go. Well, anyway, I'm gonna get angry emails from Beyonce fans and people who like Al Sharpton now. Well, my lot in life. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got some callers here, and then we got to talk about this safety stuff in the NFL. They're getting ready to change some things up. Lee is calling from San Diego. Much love to everybody tuning in on the Fan. Hey, Lee, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR, you always come up with the most interesting topics, and this one about Phil Mickelson and gambling.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're already a multimillionaire, if you drop a billion over 30 years, that I think that's a serious problem.
Yeah, he's talked about having a serious problem. He has.
Well, he should be setting his family and friends and relatives up for life with that money, man. Donate to Agents of Inclusion, and donate to charities, man.
I should ask him. So you're telling me I should ask him for money for Special Olympics? I should, right?
No, you shouldn't ask him. He should just do it.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't think he will, but maybe, you know, man, I should guilt him. Yeah, I should reach out and guilt him into it for being a jerk. I should. Good idea.
Thanks, JR. I appreciate you taking my call.
No problem, Lee. Thank you for calling from San Diego. He's a good point. Like, you spending a bill. Don't get me started. Don't get me wound up. People make their money. They could do whatever the hell they want with it. Not mine. It's theirs. They could do whatever they want with their money. 855-212-4CBS. We going from San Diego, and let's go to Tennessee. Hey, Jeffrey, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
Well,
what part of Tennessee are you calling from?
East Tennessee, Knoxville.
Tennessee. All right, what's up?
You probably would want to stick with the fans of Stephen A. and Colin getting riled up on you rather than you would Beyonce fans. I will tell you that. Just a little bit of wisdom.
Those folks, they have fans?
Well, they got that. They had to get there somewhere or another. And
I thought people just mindlessly watch and listen. I didn't know they had fans. But go ahead.
Well, I hear you. I hear you. But I don't know of any other any other profession where colleagues are so hard on one another. But that's okay because everyone makes mistakes. You know.
Wait! What? Saying a guy is dead for 2 days and not saying anything about it? What, a mistake? People make mistakes and they apologize.
True. Yeah, you're right. They should apologize.
Jeffrey,
they do mistakes.
Jeffrey, if I sat here on the radio and I mentioned someone, and I said this, what did I say, Tommy John, I was like, oh, he's dead. And then I was like, oh, he's not dead, he's just in his 80s. But if I'm going to sit here and make some profound statement about a guy who died, and I'm talking about him like he's alive, like, come on, you just say sorry, man.
True. And that is required. Apology should be in order there. And and he's wrong for that. He probably wasn't wrong in the beginning because he was just probably given the information and it slipped somewhere.
Oh, you got to be better than that, man.
True. Come you on. Do have to do your research.
Hey, look, that's that. Like me sitting on the radio going, oh, Michael Jordan and his 5 rings. Like, come on, man.
Right.
You can't say that.
I feel you. I'm with you there. I'm with you.
What else you got, Jeff?
Well, my purpose was calling because of the NFL and the rule changes. I understand, you know, like Major League Baseball, they made a bunch of rule changes this year. You know, a lot of it has to do with entertainment and the money. You know, the NFL wants to go to 18 games. Yeah, I agree. Cut it down to 2 preseason games. But as a fan, I can't sit here and say, I like how these fans say, well, it's boring, it's da-da-da-da, but, you know, the GMs and the coaches and a lot of the assistant coaches, you know, they have to make evaluations on these young players coming in the league. They want to see them in live football. They want to see them under the lights in front of fans. You know, that's how some of them get discovered, you know, some of these undrafted free agents.
Yeah, we know that.
Right, exactly.
That doesn't mean I got to like it.
No, we don't have to lie unless you're a diehard, you know, fan or you know, a reporter that wants to, you know, discover some young, you know, maybe a scout that wants to discover some young talent. Sure, but, you you know, it's all about the money. They want to build, they want to give it a better product on the field so the fans are happy. I get it. It's all about the money. It is. Just like Major League Baseball this year. They've cut the clock down, the pitch clock. You know, they made the game faster. They made the game more exciting. All the sports are going to that. They want to put a better, it's in the entertainment. They want to put a better product on the field.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I thought everybody was bloodthirsty. We got less violence in the NFL now, and they've taken it away, man.
Well, they understand that they want to keep their key stars on the field. That's what packs the seats, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Listen, I understand the premise of it. I also understand that fans are going to continue to watch.
Sure.
It's like
and
everything else, though. It's different. Hey, thank you,
Jeff.
You know,
Jeff. The NFL is brilliant. Yes. Thank you, JR. I appreciate your help.
No doubt about it. He was getting ready to say something, and he's like, all right, forget it. Look, on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about the new NFL kickoff rule. Like, it's like you could fair catch. I mean, this is – they're trying to completely eliminate the kickoffs. And you completely eliminate the kickoff, you are going to completely start – you're going to start eliminating jobs. That's what it is. I mean, guys on special teams, like, what do we got them for? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Thanks. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I told you. The NFL is trying to become safer. One thing that you will certainly realize if you're going to watch preseason, if you're going to watch the regular season, I'm sure you will, is that for this upcoming season, and it might be for one season only, the NFL is kind of tinkering around with the kickoff. Okay? Teams are going to start at the 25-yard line if there is a touchback. Yes, you're going to be able to wave your hand in the air and say, hey, fair catch. Basically, the NFL is trying to eliminate kickoffs. They're trying to eliminate high-speed collisions. So you can fair catch on a kickoff no different than you would on a punt return, and you'd end up on your own 25-yard line. It's like a touchback. So if a kicker decides to just go ahead and kick the ball down, you can do what you want. Wave your hand in the air. You end up on the 25-yard line, and we're going to have less collisions. And someone who's one of the best returners in the NFL, he's basically a Swiss Army knife, his name is Cordarrelle Patterson. He plays right here in Atlanta for the Falcons. A lot of people just don't pay him all that much attention. Some people would consider him to be a bust, but no, uh-uh. This guy does it all. He runs the ball. He's a receiver. He's on special teams. He does everything. And he was chatting with the folks on the NFL Network about this new kickoff rule and the change to the kickoff. And he said, listen, unless you are booting the ball out of the end zone, I am taking the ball and I am running it back. He was asked that question, and he's just like, nah, I'm running the ball. And Arthur Smith, the head coach, basically told me, man, do what you want. Take a listen to this. You running? Yeah.
We had this talk as a team, really, you know, and just they know I'm going to bring it out. I mean, no matter where the ball kicked at, you know, if coach is giving me the green light, you know, no ifs, ands, and buts, you know, and that's what I bring, you know, back there. You know, I'm trying to do whatever I can, you know, to help my team gain that momentum, you know, on offense. So me back there, you know, I don't know if I'm not going to return it if I don't bring it out. So sometimes, you know, do a fair catch. That could have been a touchdown.
So when they kick it to the back of the end zone and you are nine yards.
Yeah, 109 yards.
Jose, right? 9 yards, 2 feet, and 11 inches deep. It's coming out.
It's coming out.
So better make sure your kickers know how to kick it.
That stinks. And Cordarrelle Patterson, he has more kickoff return touchdowns than anybody in NFL history. Well, where would have, I don't know, where would Devin Hester be? What about Josh Cribbs? I mean, these dudes were okay as wideouts, but they made their bones on kickoff. And what about all the other players that really only get their chance to play on special teams? Like, this is just the beginning. We've already seen them move the kicker up, try to have him boot the ball, you know, through the end zone so we don't get a kickoff. And now you can have the receiver just say, hey, all right, fine, fair catch. Put me at the 25. There's going to come a point in time where the NFL will find a way to completely eliminate the kickoff. It's coming, folks. It's going to happen. I mean, and it's been reported that the NFL is already exploring, and not that I've sat down and watched the XFL, because I have not any version of it, really. Maybe 20 years ago I did. But the XFL has a different rule. Like, they're bringing everybody closer together, and then there's another rule where the guy can't move until the guy gets the ball, and they're just trying to eliminate collisions. A matter of fact, this is the XFL's version of the kickoff. This is what they explained on Fox. Listen to this.
To eliminate high-speed collisions, we're shortening the distance between opposing players. The coverage team starts on the opponent's 35-yard line, and the return team starts on their own 30. When the ball is first kicked, only the kicker and receiver can move. But once it's caught or is on the ground for 3 seconds, all players are free to run, block, and tackle. We're giving players and coaches the chance to create kickoff excitement.
Is it excitement or safety? They're basically having the defense and the offense get closer together. I understand it. Everything is safety. I understand it all. And so I'm not going to complain about it. I guess I am. I miss the violence, but I understand why they're doing it. I understand every reason why they're doing it. I guess if I want violence, I gotta turn on the video game. If I want violence, I have to find it in boxing. If I want violence, I have to find it in MMA. Because the fact is, if the NFL wants to be a viable product now and into the future, it has to be safe. It has to change. We can't treat the NFL like we're back in the Roman Colosseum. Can't throw a lion out there and say, just go bite that guy's head off. It doesn't work that way. You got to enjoy what you've had, and you got to enjoy what you got now. Because, yeah, things change, folks. Too many threes in basketball. No, thank you. I can look at baseball. Don't get me started. Home runs and strikeouts, nothing in between. Hate it. The ultimate elimination of the kickoff in the NFL. Hate it. Can't touch the quarterback. Hate it. It's easy for me to say. I'm not the one getting blown to bits out there on the field. I will miss what it was, though. One day they're going to get rid of it. Be prepared. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And then I want to tell you something else the NFL is reportedly considering to eliminate head injuries. I'll get to your calls. I'll tell you about that. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Just want to convince you, man, kind of what the other caller said, patience of a saint. And, man, I just respect you so much, how professional you are. And, man, just, you know, mature. You know, I mean, you're getting attacked, but yet you took the high ground. You know, just stay professional and stay being a good man. So I just commend you on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
We're talking about some of these rule changes in the NFL. I've informed you about the kickoff. You know, now the returner can basically call a fair catch. We've already seen the kicker get moved closer to the opposition, which has resulted in more touchbacks, and now you can fair catch the ball. Yeah, they're going to eventually get rid of the kickoff completely. And I think even outside of that, yeah, the league, the NFL, is changing. They're doing it for safety reasons. I don't blame them. Less concussions, less injuries, and that's what they want, right? People are still going to show up. And that's not all. I'm sure throughout the course of the preseason and training camp, over the past season or two, you've probably seen the players running around with these bubbles on their heads. These things are called guardian caps. And so the NFL requires linemen, linebackers, tight ends to wear these things on the top of their dome starting last season. Now, what has been said is by an NFL executive, Jeff Miller, is that these guardian caps one day, they might be worn in games. And we know that technology in the helmets, it feels like every year they change. There's more cushioning. There's more padding. What am I going to say? If you've seen the Guardian cap, the players look like the Great Gazoo. They look like the – Shep, you know the Great Gazoo?
Of course.
From the Jetsons and the Flintstones?
Meet the Jetsons.
The green guy. No? You don't know the green guy?
Oh, no, of course no. Absolutely I know Gazoo.
Yeah, with the big old helmet.
Yeah.
Like from – he looks like Rick Moranis from – what movie is that? Is it Spaceballs?
Maybe. It's not Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, nah, but he's like imitation Darth Vader, and he has on a gigantic helmet. Yeah, I think that might be Spaceballs. I think John Candy is in it. I could be wrong, but I think that's what it is. And so, yeah, it looks out of place.
Right on the Spaceballs. 1987 was by Mel Brooks, right?
Yeah, and yeah. Rick Moranis is wearing a giant helmet in
correct.
It.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's things change. Do I think we're going to see NFL players running around with bubbles around their head? No. I just think it will eventually get implemented into the helmet technology. It changes a part of life. I say it all the time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lou is calling from Rochester. What's up, Lou?
Hey, JR. Outstanding show as usual. I want to applaud you for acknowledging Massander earlier.
Yeah. Everybody loves Massander.
Listen, I don't know if they could completely get rid of the kickoff. Although I think that 5 years ago or so, they actually ended up having a consortium which included NFL players, including Steve Tasker, who should be in the Hall of Fame as a great special teamer, to poll whether they should entirely get rid of a kickoff as a matter of, like, I don't know if they could call themselves the NFL, the National Football League, without the kickoff, just for...
Somebody kicked the ball for a field goal, still a kick.
Yeah, but I don't know, punting and field goal kicking, I don't know if that... Anyhow, the reason they're doing it is to avoid collisions. They think that it's going to eliminate 10% of returns, but like Patterson says, and special teams coaches instruct, if it doesn't make the goal line, it's going to get returned. So I don't know if they're really going to get a 10% reduction.
Yeah, they already say it depends on how many folks are going to run it back. This season is basically going to be an entire test for that. And thank you, Lou, for calling from Rochester. 855-212-4CBS. David, the repo man is back. I'm going to ask him how many cars he got last night. Hey, David, from Detroit, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yo, yo, what's up, JR? It's your boy.
Not my boy. How many cars did you get last night? Did you get to 7 or 8?
I got to the 8. I got to 8.
How long did it take you? When did you finish?
It took me 7 hours.
So you got one car an hour.
I got it. Yep. Yes, I did.
How many cars do you have tonight?
I got one, but I got two waiting on me right now.
What does that mean, you have two cars waiting on you? What does that mean?
That means they're sitting pretty. They're just waiting. They're just waiting for me. They're ready to go.
Does someone voluntarily – do people know when you're coming?
Yes, they know I'm coming because, like, they didn't call them about 100 times saying, please give me my money, please.
people don't voluntarily offer their car back, no?
Yeah, we get a bunch of those. I had one of those last night.
Oh, that's good. So, see, every hey, Shep, see, every interaction isn't filled with strife.
Yeah, and so I you know, Dave, I've never experienced that myself. So I didn't know that the lengths you went to avoid a catastrophic situation, repossessing the most important or one of the most important possessions someone will ever have. So in that instance,
it's not their possession, Shep. It's right, not theirs.
Right. So I didn't realize I didn't realize you were looking at it from a peaceful manner and trying to help them as opposed to, you know, the last step, which is ultimately taking what is not theirs anymore. So I respect what you do that much more now.
It's okay, Shep. You tried to bench the star player last night, but, you know, I love the game. I love the hustle. I be feeling like one of those ball players, you know. But, you know, if I leave, is this game still going to love me, man?
You got it. When you repossess a car, you got, like, a big chain? You got, like, a big chain?
I got my truck picks it up. I got, like, a big boom on the back. My truck picks it up and rolls it away.
Oh, so you didn't have to get out the vehicle. You just slide in the back and just pick it up, huh?
Slide in and slide out. You know, that's what she
said. Hey, relax. So what do you got to say about sports? Go ahead.
You know, about the collisions and all that, that's why I watch football. I want to see the hard hits. I want to see that. You're getting all those millions of dollars. You know, it comes with something, you know, entertain us. I want to see that. I don't want to see those big Mars Attack helmets going on. I don't want to see that. I want to see, like, R.I.P. Sean Taylor, but I want to see those big hits, man. I want to see the collisions.
Yeah, they're still there. They're just few and far in between, man.
You know, also, I want to talk about the sports betting. I think I have a big solution for this.
What
I believe the players should be able to sports bet, but I believe that they should only be able to bet on themselves if they pick their game to bet on. So bet on their team, bet on themselves, and then that way we keep it competitive. That way you can go get your money, man, because, you know, this is a profit nation. So come on, maximize the profit.
All right. Well, thank you, David, for calling from Detroit. Hey, listen to your GPS and go get the next vehicle, okay?
Oh, yeah, you already know. Also, if you guys ever want to check me out, I am on YouTube. It's David Space, a.k.a. Vegas. You can watch me repo some vehicles. I never said that before, but now it's time.
Wait. You are repossessing vehicles live on YouTube?
Not live on YouTube, but I got the videos. You know, I edited them up. I'm talking. I'm taking you through it all, you know.
All right, David. Thank you for calling from Detroit, okay?
Check me out.
I will, possibly. Okay, thank you, David. Hey, Shep, are you still giving him an olive branch? He is publicizing his vehicle repossessions on YouTube.
I mean, maybe that does some kind of good for society. Maybe it's an ultimate public service because it really tells people not only are we going to take your most valued possession or what once was your most valued possession, but we're going to humiliate you in the process.
David is going to put the repossession on YouTube. Oh, my God. One of my favorite shows, a long time, it doesn't come on TV anymore. It was a show called Parking Wars. You ever heard of that, Shep?
I have not.
It was a show called Parking Wars. It came on A&E, and it was a show highlighting all of the pain that people have to go through with their vehicles, from getting tickets to getting their car out of the impound lot. Everybody is arguing with the ticket person who writes them the ticket on the street. It was entertaining. It really was. And to know that Dave, is this his name? Dave the Repo Man, right?
David, yes.
Dave the Repo Man is, could you imagine having your car? Now he's going too far. Can you imagine having your car repossessed and then you see it on YouTube the next day because David posted it? I mean, damn.
Yeah, that's rough. Wow. Unless he makes a certain amount of money from those videos, and from that money,
he quits.
He can refinance that car and ultimately give it back to its prior owner.
He should take his ad money and pay the car off of somebody.
Yeah,
and give it
so
back.
I mean, you want to talk about the ultimate Robin Hood? My respect would go through the roof for David if that's what he did.
I got it. I didn't want to ask him again what the channel was, but I'm going to try to find it.
Gotcha.
Am I bad? Am I supporting it if I watch?
No, only if you comment.
Okay. All right. 855-212-4CBS. Tony's calling from Charlotte. What's up, Tony?
Hey, JR. I was calling. I know earlier you were speaking on Beyonce and Rihanna and all, but I was just wanting to say that my favorite, it would be Toni Braxton. I think she's just awesome. What do you think about her?
Is she all right? I mean, what are you asking me about Toni Braxton?
Well, you know, I'm just a big fan. I just love her voice and everything. And
she's got that deep voice,
she's not rated successfully compared to Beyonce.
She hasn't had the same type of success.
Right. No, she certainly hasn't. And mainly, I was just wanting to know your opinion on it.
Okay. And she also has I don't need to get cussed out here. I'm going to get in trouble. Okay. She has a there's some things that have been said about her, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so.
Right.
You know, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. Could I ask you one more question concerning
sports?
Yeah,
sure, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
In your opinion, who was the harder hitting safety, Ronnie Lott or Jack Tatum?
I know Ronnie Lott, so I'm impartial. I'm partial. You can't get an honest stance out of me. I'm going to say Ronnie Lott every time.
Oh, okay, I got you. Well, JR, I'm a first-time caller, and I certainly appreciate your opinions, and thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you, Tony. I appreciate you for calling from Charlotte. Call back anytime, okay?
Thank you very much.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm taking your questions, everything from Ronnie Lott to Toni Braxton. Hey, I'm the only guy on the radio who could probably do that. I could talk to you about Sexy Red, too. Don't Google that. Don't Google Sexy Red. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.